While a new poll finds New Yorkers would like Governor Andrew Cuomo to be a national leader challenging the policies of President Trump's administration, Cuomo seldom actually mentions the president by name. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Governor Cuomo has railed against the Republican plans in Washington to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, singling out two New York GOP congressmen, Chris Collins and John Faso. They proposed an amendment to charge the state $2.3 billion to pay for county Medicaid costs.
Faso Collins is a shell game. Faso Collins says Columbia County now pays X. They're going to wave their wand with Faso Collins, and Columbia no longer has to pay X.
And he has not minced words in expressing his opposition to the Trump administration's restrictions on immigration, saying immigration officials should deport the governor first, since his grandparents were immigrants. But Cuomo avoids actually calling out Trump by name, even though the president is highly unpopular in New York. The governor also refuses to get drawn into the many controversies surrounding the Trump White House. Reporters asked Cuomo this week about the travails of the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., and emails about a meeting with a politically connected Russian who might have had dirt on Hillary Clinton. It was the top news story in the nation, but Cuomo said he hadn't seen Trump Jr.'s emails.
Yeah, I don't know the facts, and that question really isn't about feelings. It's about understanding of the facts, and I just haven't heard any. I've been working.
The governor is apparently not often on Twitter either. Cuomo never publicly comments on Trump's tweets. The governor was asked in late June about a Trump tweet that criticized MSNBC cable news host Mika Brzezinski, questioning her intelligence and claiming that she had turned up at Mar-a-Lago bleeding from a facelift. Cuomo said he hadn't seen the tweets.
Well, let me read them first. Sometimes I like to read the information before I comment. Not always. Some of my best comments are when I don't read the information.
Mickey Carroll with Quinnipiac University Poll says Cuomo is smart to avoid directly criticizing Trump.
There's not much plus for Cuomo in going out of his way to pick fights with Trump now. Because Trump's the president, he's the governor. Knock him. Why not? Everybody else is. But don't make a big thing of it. You got plenty of time.
A number of news articles recently have focused on Cuomo potentially running for president. The governor often gives speeches touting his successes as though he is addressing a national audience, and he's hired some key staff with experience running national presidential campaigns. The Quinnipiac poll finds that most New Yorkers, though they say they like the idea of the governor serving as a national foil against Trump's policies, don't want Cuomo to run for president.
Should he run for president? No, New Yorkers tell Quinnipiac. Would he make a good president? No, New Yorkers tell Quinnipiac. But remember this, we're in 2017. We're talking about a 2020 presidential election year.
Carroll says the survey is already tepid for Cuomo, who, with a 46% approval rating, is near a record low. Cuomo says his only focus now is on being a good governor and seeking re-election in 2018. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.